All right, I've got a name. Like
no,
a pine tree lying in the winding road, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name.
Oh, boy.
But that's enough Jim Croce. What do you have? What's the name?
You don't have the name. I have the
name. Give me the name.
Allow me to open the envelope, please.
What's the name?
Chantel White of Anaheim.
Chantel White of Anaheim.
The Anaheim Whites, Andy. Yes.
Of which there are many.
Many.
Okay. Chantel, you have 10 minutes to get back to us. 888-696-1003 in the next 10 minutes. If you do that, if you call us in the next 10 minutes, 888-696-1003, Chantel White of Anaheim, we will hire you and fire Rodell Packard. If you don't get back to us, then Mr. Packard is going to get another $100, and we'll get him up to 500 bones. So you do that while we have a whole lot of fun and give away some stuff. I've got plans for you today. We're going to just blow it out a whole new door. We've got tickets. Well, the ELO tickets. I couldn't give them away.
Yeah, no,
I couldn't give them away.
Nope.
You say that I made the questions too hard.
You were very disappointed, my friend.
Well, coming up later this hour, idiot-proof trivia.
I don't think that's the way to get idiot-proof. The listeners to
I'm
enjoy
going to
it.
Give... All you have to do is be able to dial a telephone, and you can win. So that's going to happen. And also, we've got tickets to the Fleetwood Mac Fest. As a matter of fact,
yep.
When you hear Fleetwood Mac during the next 3.5 hours, 4 hours, when you hear Fleetwood Mac, just be the third caller at 888-696-1003, and we'll give you tickets to that. That's later on, when you hear Fleetwood Mac playing, okay? And more fun tickets coming up as well. But in the meantime, I've got Queen to start us off. It's Andy in the afternoon.
Good
He's
Lord.
Christian. We're going to have a fine time today on 100.3 The Sound. You'll see.
It's a whole bucket of show. It's a whole bucket of show.
Playing all kinds of great classic rock here on 100.3 The Sound on Andy in the Afternoon. I want some young Americans from David Bowie in a second, but we need to get somebody on the phone. We're going to have Chuck Negron in the studio 4 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yep.
And he plays a game, or he can be talked into playing a game. What is it?
My buddy manages him, and he has a thing where every time he meets him, he just says a name to him, and then he has to have a story.
A name from pop culture?
Just from his history.
Awesome.
And it was like, one of them was like, he thought he was going to stump him, and he was like, Richard Nixon. And sure enough, Chuck Negron had a Richard Nixon story. So by all accounts, stories for days, Andy.
Awesome. So that's Wednesday, but in the much nearer future, the Classic Rock Time Capsule here at the bottom of the hour, we've got some tickets for the show that he's going to have at the Saban Theater February 19th. So if you would like to be in the running for those and match wits with Christian with a question I'll ask him, then call us now. Be the third caller, 888-696-1003, and we'll see how smart you is. Here's the Bowie I promised. It's Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's Classic Rock. Black Crowes on 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. And speaking of animals, Black Crowes, one is one that's on my mind all day long.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy
yeah, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, so I have no idea
from
what
one of the commercials,
reference is.
I have no idea what it's selling.
No.
But it was a combination of a puppy and a monkey and a baby.
I heard it was very disturbing.
I'm using this as an avenue to wish everyone a happy Chinese New Year.
Oh, it's very clever.
It's the year of the monkey.
Yeah, no.
So congratulations. And I'm still writing the year of the sheep on my checks. It's a mix-up. Hey, do we have somebody on the line to play the game here in a couple of seconds? Is this Wayne?
Yes, I'm right here for you.
Wayne John?
Yeah.
That's it.
I love that.
I mean, really.
It's definitely a conversation starter.
Awesome.
I'm sure.
As is Puppy Monkey Baby. Hold the phone, Wayne John, because you're going to get a chance to match wits with Christian. I'll tell you what the topic is. The Traveling Wilburys are the topic. You just have to know if he's wrong. You don't have to be right. You just have to know if Christian's full of it or not. So you hold the phone. I'll get ready. We got great classic rock from Ringo, among others, on the way. This is Andy in the Afternoon.
Puppy Monkey Baby. Back-a-back-a-back-a.
So I tried my best to give away the ELO tickets on Thursday and Friday to real ELO fans.
Yeah.
So that the Hollywood Bowl in September is packed with great fans.
Yeah, just like you.
But nobody knows them or loves them as much as
no.
I do.
I don't even think Jeff Lynne.
Philistines.
He doesn't love them and know them the way you do.
Idiot-proof trivia coming up sometime in the remainder of this hour. I'm just going to give the things away. But right now we've got someone on the line for the Classic Rock Time Capsule. Let's jump in it.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Thank you, Dr. Hawking. And we've got Wayne on the phone. Wayne, are you listening in?
I'm right here.
All right, dude. Question here at the end for Christian. You have to tell me if he's right or wrong, so stick by. But in the meantime, we're going to hop back in another machine.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year
1922. Today is the day the White House gets its first radio installed. President Warren G. Harding decides he needs a radio, so he has one put in the first residence. And then, a little later that month, he's the 10th caller, wins some tickets to see Eddie Cantor.
Hold on, where's my cowbell?
Arriba,
cowbell!
You gotta try.
Yeah, arriba, la raza!
One of my name.
Oh, boy.
Today's the day in 1981. REM, they get cracking on their discography. The band has its first real recording session in Smyrna, Georgia, laying down tracks like this one here.
Oof. Come on, man.
So good.
Love it. Their first single, Radio Free Europe. Now, almost all of that stuff gets re-recorded before it's all said and done, but they get cracking on this date. 6 years ago today, Star gets a star.
You come on like a dream. Beaches and green.
Today in 2010, Ringo Starr receives a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I love this song.
You're beautiful and you're mine.
So good. He gets it right on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He gets his plaque next to his bandmates outside of Capitol Records Tower, where he says, "Well, it's nice to see the building I helped pay for. Peace and love, peace and love." And finally, Ringo's not last at something. Paul doesn't get his until a couple of years afterwards.
Right.
Okay, so here's your question. Bring in Wayne John.
Wayne is here.
Back into this. Christian.
Yes.
Who was rumored to be the traveling Wilburys' choice to replace the late Roy Orbison?
Okay.
Was it Bruce Springsteen, Del Shannon, or Robert Plant?
It's a tough one, Andy, but luckily I'm the founding member of the Traveling Wilburys fan club.
Is that right?
Yes, I would know immediately that this is Del Shannon.
You are like the Larry Hovis of the Liars Club. Wayne, is he correct or not? Was it Del Shannon?
I am absolutely here to confirm that he is correct. It is Del Shannon.
My little runaway, run.
You know what, Shanley?
It's pretty good stuff. You are right. You're both right. It is Del.
Yeah.
1992. Del's enjoying a bit of a renaissance after re-releasing this song, Runaway, and he records some stuff with Jeff Lynne of ELO. He's rumored to be the choice to replace Roy Orbison and join Jeff and Bob and Tom and George in the new Traveling Wilbury lineup. But Del sadly ends up taking his own life on this day in 1990 up in Santa Clarita, another victim of depression. Man, once again, if you feel like there's a black hole you can't climb out of, that's not normal. Reach out to somebody. It's just too sad to see people go because of something like this. But I've got good news for you, sir. You are going to get some tickets to go and see, what was it again? Oh, Chuck Negron,
yeah.
The Saban Theater on February 19th. Tickets are on sale now. So hold on, Wayne. We're going to get some info from you, all right?
Great. And thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. And we're going to play some REM on this day to round us out on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. It's Andy in the Afternoon here on 100.3 The Sound. Thanks for tuning in today. Tried in vain Thursday and Friday to get a fan with discernment and taste to go to the ELO concert. No luck. So I'm just going to give them away with idiot-proof trivia.
You know, this is the problem with you ELO fans. Snobs. All of yous.
888-696-1003. Be the third caller right now. And you don't have to be any smarter than a simian. And it's going to be really easy. Here's some Thin Lizzy in the meantime.
People's Exhibit A.
Andy in the Afternoon. 100.3 The Sound. Same as he was 40 years ago.
All about the things I'd like to be.
ELO.
Soon as I was in my bed, music played inside my head.
Weirdly, not a Beatles fan, you know?
So good. Andy in the Afternoon, that's Jeff Lynne and Electric Light Orchestra, When I Was a Boy. So I tried Thursday and Friday. I tried my best. I wanted to give away the tickets to the shows that are coming up in September to the best Beatles, or the Beatles, best ELO fans out there. People who have discernment, people who know all of the songs. I thought the questions were doable, but apparently they weren't. They were too difficult. I had to pull two packages of tickets off the table because I wasn't happy with the answers. But we have idiot-proof trivia. We're going to get through this. We have somebody on the phone now that wants to try for these. Who's on the line?
This is Richard.
Richard. Where are you calling from, Richard?
Burbank.
Burbank. All right. Richard, would you like to go see ELO at the Hollywood Bowl this September? Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. Would you like to be there?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, here's your idiot-proof trivia question. Richard, spell E-L-O.
Ooh, it's a toughie.
E-L-O.
And I'm gonna agree with him, Andy.
I think we'll go to the judges.
Yeah, I'm right. Gonna give it to him.
Richard, hold on the phone. You're going to see the show, okay?
Oh, sweet, thank you.
Okay. I'll see you and all the other dilettantes that want to show up for that concert. It's gonna be great. Hey, we've got to get somebody else on the payroll. Maybe Rodell Packard has $500 now. Is it gonna be $600? We'll find out. Or maybe I'll be saying your name. You got to get yourself into the drawing for this, for the payroll here at The Sound. You need to text payroll, if you're not driving, to 21003. Payroll to 21003. Don't text and drive. And also the usual charges apply for that. But we'll find out here in moments. And we'll play a whole bunch of great classic rock, too. It's Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian. And this is The Sound. Jason Candorn of Orange. You applied to go on The Sound payroll, so now we'll do it. We'll pay you $100 an hour just to listen to great classic rock. Call 888-696-1003 in the next 10 minutes, Jason Candorn of Orange. If you call back in the next 10 minutes, 888-696-1003, we'll hire you and we'll fire Rodell Packard. If not, we'll give Rodell another $100, already up to $500. So if the rest of you want to get on the payroll, text payroll, if you're not driving, to 21003. Standard text rates apply. Later this hour, it is Guilty Pleasure Monday. Find out what Christian and I feel guilty about, or what we pleasure each other with.
It's getting weirder by the minute, dude. Play some music.
There are hard ways to say
that. Please.
Police. Andy in the afternoon, 100.3 The Sound.
That was close.
That's such a good song.
We belong, together.
This, hey, you! Know,
it's
you.
Like, hey, it's what? Like, it makes me think of you and I.
Does that song?
We belong together.
Oh,
buddy.
Yeah, that's nice. It's a nice thought.
Just read the thing.
Hey, you, Rodell Packard. We didn't get a call back from Jason, so you got another $100. You're up to 600 bones.
600 bones?
600 bones. We're going to call another name at the top of the hour. Text payroll to 21003. If you're not driving and you don't mind paying the usual rates, you'll get in the drawing for this thing as well. Meantime, Pink Floyd getting us closer to Guilty Pleasure Monday. 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian. Guilty Pleasure Monday, people.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Lay it on me, Peter.
You know the best part is I was just looking at the iPad. It's 4:20. This couldn't be any better time.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
And if you leave me now, you'll take away the very heart.
Peter Cetera in Chicago.
Ooh, girl, baby, please don't go.
So this reminds me of being 8 years old and having a summer-long pass to the Greenwood City Pool at a time when a kid that was 8 years old could walk all the way down to the pool and back without and actually get there.
Fear of molestation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember being in the pool and hearing this play over the loudspeakers. What a simpler time. Hey, I've got some Chicago news, though. Peter Cetera, you know, they're being inducted Chicago into the Hall of Fame.
As they should be.
He was going to go and perform 25 or 6 to 4, changed his mind in a letter he sent to HBO and the Hall of Fame. He says, I know we all did our best to make it happen, but I guess it's just not meant to be. Personally, I'm frustrated and tired of dealing with this, and it's time to move on. I have a life and two beautiful daughters and a solo career, and it's time to get back to give them the full attention they deserve. Thanks for all your help and consideration. Have a great show, and please send any individual award I receive to the contact you have for me.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently he says that's a sanitized version. He's not pleased with the Hall of Fame.
I mean,
that's something we have in common, Peter.
This guy's PO'd.
Yeah. Don't make Peter Cetera angry.
No.
Hey, you know, one of the things we do here on this program that Christian does, actually, is he breaks down some of the music that you hear. You've heard him doing on the morning show. Coming up next, we're going to play some Yes and break it down just a little bit.
Yes, we are.
That's sweet butter. We're going to do something next with Yes, so stick around.
It's
those aren't words.
No.
Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. This is 100.3 The Sound, a show called Andy in the Afternoon. I'm Andy Chanley. Christian Hand is with me. And it's quickly becoming known as the heartbeat of Southern California. And if you enjoy what you hear, then tell a friend, because we're having fun doing this. One of the things we enjoy doing, Christian, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, buddy? You're really satisfied with that, aren't you?
I'm really trying to get that one home.
Yeah, it's fine.
We break down the music from time to time. Christian actually does the breaking down. What you got for us?
Check this out. Want to hear a vocal cause your things of something?
Shake yourself, your every move you make. So the story goes.
John Anderson of Yes.
Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart.
Much better than I.
Owner of a broken heart. Owner of a lonely heart.
Not bad.
I mean...
And now that every other radio station and TV commercials on the Super Bowl are breaking down the music like you've been doing for a year.
You know what? Imitation is the highest form of flattery. I ain't flattered at all. Pay me, you sons of guns.
Yes. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Oof. He's Christian. This is 100.3 The Sound. All right, we've got some CSN to play here, but breaking news on the Colin Hay of Minute Work front.
Yeah.
Christian's going to share some information about how he might be tattooed on your body sometime soon.
It's pretty
details
big.
Details are coming up in moments. Right after this sweet Judy Blue Eyes is a big doings.
It's big, a big doings.
Big get for Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. It is Andy in the Afternoon. Christian's with me. Now, week one of Andy in the Afternoon, Christian announces he'll get the signature of worthy guests tattooed on his body.
Yep.
He sets the Mendoza line, the minimum fame level, at me.
Yes.
Tattoos my name, my signature, last week.
Yeah, you're the least famous person I know.
That you'll tattoo on your body.
So after that...
But a name he has put on his wish list out of the blue is...
Colin James Hay, Men at Work. He's the number one guy. He's our great white whale. We are the Ahabs to his Moby Dick. Can I say that on the radio?
I think
so. So I'm about to press send, Andy, on an email to Colin Hay's publicist.
Oh, wow.
Requesting Hay Day, which is going to be a whole thing
whole
that
celebration
we do
of everything Hay.
Dedicated to Colin Hay.
Press send, dude.
I'm going to send right now.
Oh, it was silent and everything. That's great.
Did you hear that?
No.
It was a dramatic moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, really dramatic.
I mean, I felt something.
It was a little anticlimactic, maybe this will be more of a climax for you. Hold for it. In just a moment, we're going to announce another name for our payroll here at The Sound. We'll see if Rodell Packard gets another $100. He's already up to $600. Or if your name will be called out in moments. Stay tuned. Oh, and we start up 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. That is next on The Sound. Hang out. And I'm looking for Jeremy Brine, B-R-U-I-N, of Huntington Beach. Jeremy, I'm calling your name out, man. I want to put you on this payroll so I can give you $100 an hour just for listening to great classic rock. 888-696-1003 is the number you need to call inside the next 10 minutes. 888-696-1003. Jeremy Brine of Huntington Beach, B-R-U-Y-N. Jeremy, call us in the next 10 minutes. 888-696-1003. We'll hire you and we'll fire Rodell's ass. He's already got $600. Or otherwise, if you're not interested in money, you're not motivated by it, well, we'll just give him another $100 and push him up to $700. Been a good day for Rodell, I think.
Absolutely.
Let's start off with something good from Led Zeppelin. The first track from their first album. This is 100 minutes of classic rock without commercial interruption. Andy in the Afternoon, he's Christian. This is 100.3 The Sound.
Why is it so cold in this studio, dude? What are you trying to do to me?
We'll be well-preserved when they find us. It's Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Don't know what he's talking about here. But I know this. We are in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. And if we play Fleetwood Mac during this set, you need to be caller 3. Actually, I'm going to give away 3 pairs of tickets.
Wow, caller, you're a crazy man.
I know. 3, 4, and 5 at 800-696-1003. When you hear Fleetwood Mac, right? Because we're going to be sending you that thing. You know Danny Harrison's doing that?
I know. It's
Perry
awesome,
Farrell
actually.
Of Jane's Addiction and Sarah Silverman and so forth. Oh, and by the way, we got no call. So Rodell Packard has $700 now
From you know what Bono would say about that?
What would he? I think he'd say, keep playing 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. It's the Beatles.
Some of the greatest the tambo afternoon. Ever, Andy.
100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Oh, this is so good.
I know.
This isn't fair.
It's not easy.
Oh,
dude,
my dude. God. Guilty Pleasure Monday.
Yep.
Oh, God, this song breaks my heart.
Here we go. This is where it all happens. The 80s guitar.
Why would you even be guilty about this? This is just pleasure.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we can't call this Guilty Pleasure Monday anymore, man. Here we go.
Mike and the
Cold
Mechanics.
Carrick. It's every generation blames the one before and all of their frustration. We're going to go. We're going to go 5:30 into this one.
What my father held so dear, I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told
him. I got goosebumps, Andy Chandler.
He wishes he would have told his dad how he felt about him while he was still alive.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
See, this breaks my heart.
Old crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts.
He's talking about writing the lyrics.
Still to conversation. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language. Talk it in the advance.
Here we go. One of the greatest choruses ever.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
Have you told your parents how much you love them?
Yep. Saw them on Saturday, buddy.
My dad wasn't all there when he passed a couple years ago. But I think when he did have it together, I think he knew.
Yeah.
Don't wait to tell people how you feel about it.
So damn good, Andy Chandler. I love you, man.
Paul Carrick's voice.
Insane. Anyone who discounts Mike Rutherford is also a moron.
This is Mike and the Mechanics in the living years. If you don't own this, get two copies in case one wears out.
Exactly.
In his present day. And if you don't give up, and you don't give in, just be
turn this up when you're driving down the 101.
Say it loud.
Say it loud. Woo! Say it clear. Come on, say it clear. You can as well as you hear.
I mean, come on. You're welcome, everybody.
Well,
woo! Broke a sweat.
How do you follow that except...
You can't.
With some Judas Priest.
You gotta play some Priest, man.
Go buy a copy of We're Not Talking Over. It's Guilty Pleasure Monday. No guilt involved in that.
No, none whatsoever. Shameless pleasure, my friends. Shameless.
This is Andy in the Afternoon. This is Rob Halford and Judas Priest. Good afternoon. 100.3 The Sound. Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. It's Fleetwood Mac. Like I told you, here in this 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, Jeff, our phone operator.
Jeff's got them written down on the thing.
What are the names?
It's Christine from Highland, Walter from Fontana, and Fred from Redondo.
They're all going to this Fleetwood Mac Fest that has people like Perry Farrell and George Harrison's son, Danny Harrison, and Katie Tunstall, Mark Ronson, Sarah Silverman. Why are they excited about Fleetwood Mac? Well, Christian, show us what's to be excited about.
Time to break it down.
I mean, you just...
I just like my sound.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know what? I'll let you have it. Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do.
How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me?
You want some harmonies?
You can hear his heart breaking.
You can go your own way. Go your own way.
It's a quiet.
You can call it another lonely day.
I mean, it's just
like a midnight choir.
Yeah, it's so good.
Hey, we'll give away a couple more tickets tomorrow to that. It's happening at the Henry Fonda Theater, the Fleetwood Mac Fest, if you're interested in going. Listen tomorrow too.
It's like me writing a song about us getting, you know, breaking
yeah,
up.
I
you
should
know?
Have it sound the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Andy
yeah.
in the afternoon on the same. Well, since you turn our guilty pleasure Monday into mm-hmm. Just a pleasure Monday.
Yes.
With the Mike and the Mechanics.
Yep.
Here's pleasure. This is Candy from 10cc.
Mm.
Oh God, I love this. His voice is like butter. It's Andy in the afternoon. It's Monday night on 100.3 The Sound. So, Christian, have you heard about this new show, Vinyl?
I have. I'm very excited about it.
It's on HBO. It's a new original series from executive producers Martin Scorsese and Mick Jagger.
They know nothing.
They're supposed to look at sex and drugs and rock and roll in the 70s in New York at, you know, the dawn of...
Well, sex and drugs and rock yeah, and roll in New York.
Exactly. It starts with a two-hour premiere Sunday, 9 o'clock on HBO. Well, Mick Jagger gave his son, James, a job in it.
Oh.
He casts him as a singer. In this mm-hmm. show, right?
Okay.
Well, somebody asked James Jagger who he prefers music-wise, and he says, well, when people ask me if I prefer the Rolling Stones or the Beatles, then I'll always say the Rolling Stones. But if someone asked if I prefer the Rolling Stones or the Kinks, then I'd choose the Kinks.
Nice, Jimmy Jagger.
That's pretty harsh.
The way it's done.
You know who else might choose the Kinks? These guys.
Hey, Jimmy, can I talk to you for a minute in the office?
It's 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock, Andy, so in the afternoon.
You don't like my band as much as you like the Kinks? Really?
Doodly, 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 doodly,
I mean,
doodly,
it's a lot
doodly,
of it going
doodly,
on there.
Doodly, 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 yeah. doodly.
It's getting paid by the doodle, buddy.
It's the doodliest.
Mm.
We're in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock right now. Plenty more to come. A quick question, Christian. A couple weeks ago, Nora brought in her loved one, Doreen's ashes, and we had fun paying tribute to her love for Queen in a segment we called Dead Air. If someone would let you snort the ashes of their dearly departed music fan, would you do it?
Absolutely.
You would?
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt.
Well, the gauntlet's thrown down?
Yeah, yeah. No, if somebody brings a loved one's ashes in here and they are a rock and roll fan and they think that they would have found it funny for me to do it, then I'll absolutely do that on the radio.
You'll no do doubt. A bump.
Yeah, I'll
some,
do a bump of some person.
Some rock and roll fan.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that.
I mean,
well, why by all means.
I'd be in such esteemed company, my friend. It's like, what, me, Ozzy, and
Keith Richards, yeah. allegedly?
Come on.
All right.
I'm
there
in.
You go. Notify us, Andy, yeah. in the afternoon on Facebook if you're interested. But let's play some Queen in honor of Nora and Doreen. This is 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon.
Puppy monkey baby.
It's hypnotic.
It is.
Can't look away.
Puppy monkey baby.
Hey, it's Andy in the afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. Hope you're doing great. And I really appreciate you joining us today. A little look back, I thought, on what we've learned today. We learned that we're a baby step closer to getting another tattoo on Christian's back.
This
time of Colin James Hay, Men at Work fame. Certainly hoping for that to happen. Christian, we learned, is willing to snort the ashes of your loved one if they were a music lover whom you think would be gratified by something like that.
Yep.
And I might even do a bump, too. You're, it's catching your enthusiasm. What else is going on? Tomorrow morning, there's a special guest on Mark in the Morning we should tell people about.
Katie Tunstall will be in. She's doing the Fleetwood Mac Fest tomorrow night.
She's the one that does that big black horse in a cherry tree. Woo!
Her dad, I Woo-hoo! Believe, is the guy that produced the Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, et cetera, et cetera.
Is right? that right?
Isn't that the guy?
No,
that's
the other
one.
That's the other one.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that you can, of course, catch up on everything that we're doing on all our social media outlets, Andy. We've got the Andy in the afternoon Facebook page.
We've got the fan page.
Yeah, this is the heartbeat of Southern California.
Yeah.
Do you know that when I do the bedtime story?
Yeah.
Like over 10,000 people watch it every night.
I know. That's why we should have the I told you last week, the camera thing is awesome. So if you go on our Facebook page.
100.3 The Sound Facebook page. I'm going to be reading Baby Beluga by Rafi.
Awesome.
In just a minute. Using a $100 million radio station to read a story to my son exclusively in the Valley.
I mean, it's all for you, dude.
It's
and then don't forget,
me.
I'm on Instagram at King Trot, and on Facebook, you can catch all of us.
And I am Andy Underground. Underground?
Underground
Andy
Chandler?
Underscore. Mm. I like that, though.
Punk
Andy
rock.
Underground Chandler.
Yeah.
Andy Underscore Chandler, if you want to follow me on Twitter as well. And Rita Wild is on the way very soon as well. Get ready for that bedtime story. It's next on The Sound. Okay, finally, it's safe for your kids to listen. Call them in from all the other rooms and in from the yard. It's time for the bedtime story. It's where I use a $100 million recording or a radio station, federally licensed radio station, to read a story to my one son because I'm not around for story time. This goes by quickly, and if you don't like it, well, this is Baby Beluga by Rafi. Baby Beluga in the deep blue sea, swim so wild and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, and a little white whale on the go. Baby Beluga, Baby Beluga, is the water warm? Is your mama home with you so happy? Where you dive and splash all day, waves roll in and the waves roll out. See the water squirting out of your spout. Quiet, Christian. Baby Beluga, oh, Baby Beluga, sing your little song. Sing for all your friends. We like to hear you. When it's dark, you're home and fed. Curl up snug in your waterbed. You get it? Waterbed. Moon is shining and the stars are out. Good night, little whale. Good night. Baby Beluga, oh, Baby Beluga. With tomorrow's sun, another day's begun. You'll soon be waking. Heaven above and the sea below. And a little white whale on the go. You're just a little white whale on the go. Night, Silas. Kiss Viv. Kiss Mom. And go to sleep for the love of God.
I got a spout that you can...
Don't ruin a good thing.
You're right. Sorry, man.
Andy in the afternoon. Here comes Rita Wild. Have a great night. This is 100.3 The Sound.
Good night, Andy.